My name's Ursula Rudenberg. For those of you that don't know me, I think I know most of the people on this board, but there's a few I don't. Hi, thanks for being here still. And I guess Otis and Lonnie are going to set up the computer. One of the mistakes that I felt that I made last year was to not educate the board more at the beginning of the year about the affiliates program, and it was hard for people to grasp what exactly I did and what the affiliates program was. So by the end of the year, I'd figured that out, and I created a little PowerPoint presentation, which made it more real. So I decided to show this again to you at the beginning of the year so that we could start out on better footing. This presentation is a collection of photographs and sound files that were sent to the Pacifica National Board specifically by some of our affiliates. I actually got a lot more than I used in the presentation. And the thing about the presentation that is important to understand is that this isn't a generic presentation. It really was specifically to address the Pacifica National Board. They're really direct sound letters to you. My apologies for turning my back on half the people in this room. So as soon as Otis, as soon as it's ready, we'll watch that. I guess one thing I'd like to mention about the PowerPoint presentation, too, is that this is something I'm a little bit self-conscious about, but I want to explain it to you also because I think it's important. There, I think twice in the PowerPoint, people say that they really appreciated having me there as a coordinator, and I kind of got, you know, I kind of got a little bit of ribbing for that from some of my friends afterwards. But I also want to explain to you why I did leave that in. It's not it's nice to be complimented, but also you need to understand that the primary demand that affiliates made when we began this reviving our affiliates program again in 2002 was that there be an affiliates coordinator. And so, excuse me, what they're really saying when they say that is thank you to Pacifica for providing really what was their greatest demand, which was somebody who would work with them because they were having a lot of trouble communicating with our network. And so that's what that is really about. And I wanted to pass that on because it's really an expression of thanks to the Pacifica board for deciding to hire an affiliates coordinator. You ready? Okay, let's go. Okay, while they figure that out, I'll make a few more announcements about where we're at actually now with the program. Yesterday, we got I got an email while I was sitting here in listening to the board meeting that our first Canadian affiliate has just arrived. Canadian. KCUT from Montreal, Canada, has decided to affiliate with Pacifica. And this morning, Wendy Schroll and I actually had a delightful time. We went out to Churchville, Maryland, which is, Churchville, Virginia. Maryland or Virginia? Anyway, out on the Chesapeake Bay, right about 29 minutes, Maryland, to a WYRY, which is a low-powered radio station, which belongs to an environmental group, which is doing incredible work in terms of protecting the environment of the Chesapeake Bay. And they wined and dined us out there this morning and showed us their boat and are planning to proceed with affiliation after their board meeting next month. So that's the very latest news. Last week, WOJB returned to Pacifica, which is a 100,000-watt radio station in northern Wisconsin belonging to an Indian reservation, which I'm embarrassed to say I can't pronounce. I have to learn how to pronounce it. The other thing in terms of the program is one thing I do want to say, I know it's late at night, but I want people to know that the network is moving forward and really great things are happening. I think it's just that, you know, at board meetings, you're dealing with other issues and it starts to feel like all the fires you're putting out is all of the network. But things are happening. We are moving forward. We're up to 87 affiliates now. And in the between this meeting and the last board meeting, Pacifica now does stream the KU satellite, both channels of it. So we are absolutely no longer dependent on the satellite for affiliation. So a lot of the new affiliates don't have satellite equipment. And so now every time we have a live special, any affiliate can take it automatically. So that's a... And thank you to Ambrose for finally overseeing that happening. And the other thing that has really come to life is the network, which the website which serves the affiliates, called PacificaNetwork.org. And when Pete does his presentation, he'll show that to you. Why don't we do questions now while they do that, so we don't waste too much time. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Here, you want? I'll bring you my mic. Hello.
How do you go about recruiting affiliates? So you know many of the stations out there. How often does somebody come to you and say, "Hey, we've heard of you," versus you cultivating these things? What kinds of activities do you do to cultivate these contacts, and what do you need to do a better job of that? That's half the question. The other half is what. In terms of services that the network could be providing to affiliates, what's the most immediate need, and what is the most immediately accessible need that we could address?
When you say services provide the affiliates, I mean what we provide to them. The affiliates program really can be seen as three areas of services. There's the programming services, there's infrastructure to affiliates, infrastructure services, and there's administrative support services. In the area of program services, we have some strong points. We have Democracy Now!, we have Free Speech Radio News, we have the Pacifica National Specials, which are very big, we have the Headline News, we have the Audio Port, we have the Pacifica Radio Archive. So we have some strong features there. In terms of infrastructure, the Audio Port was a huge change for the affiliates, and really represents a major advancement. And I think, I don't have the numbers right in front of me, but we actually did an analysis, and I would say 95% of the affiliates use the Audio Port. So it's up there with Democracy Now! And Free Speech Radio News in terms of a feature that is successful. In terms of administrative services, the biggest thing we did was to hire an affiliates coordinator. That was huge for them. Personally, I don't think it's really enough now, and I think that the area of support services to stations is where we should be focusing now. And concretely, what I'm thinking is that our ability to help them with their fund drives would be huge. That is a huge point that of power that Democracy Now! Has. Democracy Now! Is extremely successful in helping our affiliates with their fundraising, and it's very, very important to them. And Pacifica Radio Archives has also made some very successful efforts in supporting fund drives, and that has really provoked affiliates to ask us for much more help with that.
Has really improved dramatically since Ursula's come on board. And
are we ready? It's cool. I like multitasking. Okay. Well, I'll just ask, In terms of that, are there ways that existing station personnel might be able to help in support services? Like Alan, for example, volunteered help in fund drive stuff for WBAI. Do we have anywhere in the network people who are paid part-time who might be able to fund at more time? Are there resources within the network right now that could help do that? Or are we talking about hiring additional staff for the affiliates program? And then I'll ask the same question I asked Brian about budgeting and what's your role in the budgeting process.
In terms of help from stations, I think that would be great. I don't see that realistically. I don't see it happening. If there's some, I think it's an interesting idea. I would certainly be willing to look into it and try. I think it would take a lot of consciousness raising to motivate stations to begin thinking on those terms. I do think that I do have some ideas about a support service for fund drives that would involve Pacifica producers, yes. And I think that's where they would come in. In terms of help, you know, this program started up, we had approximately 30 affiliates. Now we're going to be 100 pretty soon. And we also are delivering, you know, 5 times the amount of services we used to. So... it is almost impossible for me to keep up with this job now. Yes,
are we ready?
I could use help.
Okay, and at the end, I want to ask that question about your role in the budgeting process.
Okay. My name is Carol Pearson. I'm the president of the National Federation of Community Broadcasters. The affiliate program at Pacifica has really improved dramatically since Ursula's come on board, and we're very happy about the recognition.
I think so. This is a curiosity question.
Stations get their message out to more people across the country. And the community radio stations are particularly helpful at reaching rural audiences and minority audiences. Often these people don't have the same kind of access to alternative information that's available in the larger markets in this country.
Greetings. My name is Jill Thomas. I'm the manager of KBRP-LP in Bisbee, Arizona. We're a volunteer-run community radio station with a staff of one. We're not too far from the Mexican border. We have a large Spanish-speaking population here, and because of our mountain range, we don't get many radio stations out here.
As a matter of fact, there's none that we can pick up outside of our local low-power station that we just started.
We are broadcasting our Pacifica, the Spanish Democracy Now! Headlines, and we broadcast Democracy Now! The full hour twice a day.
Yeah, don't forget FSRN. We also have a large gay and lesbian population, and we also broadcast This Way Out.
From Audio Port, deal which is excellent.
One day, our very own DJs are going to start submitting their shows to Sprouts. It's something that several of them are aiming for. So the Pacifica affiliation helps us learn how to do the radio.
My name is Yvonne Dooley, and I am the broadcast director at WRFG radio station in Atlanta. It stands for Radio Free Georgia. There aren't a great deal of community stations in the South. We've been on the air since 1973, and we've always been influenced by Pacifica, by its history, the things that it stands for, and the issues that it covers. Of course, we've always carried Democracy Now!, and we've had access to the wonderful programming that's available through the archives. The WRFG has benefited greatly from this relationship with Pacifica, and we look forward to continuing that relationship.
This is Brian French, General Manager of WVJW-LP 94.1, Benwood, West Virginia, Pacifica's first LPFM affiliate. Our station is located in the Wheeling, West Virginia radio market, which has been ranked as the 18th most consolidated radio market in the country. WVJW is the area's only locally owned and operated station. We joined Pacifica shortly after the 2002 shuttle explosion and invasion of Iraq, when no other network would offer us coverage of these events. Pacifica was the only network which welcomed us with open arms.
This is Norman Stockwell of WORT Community Radio in Madison, Wisconsin. We've been a Pacifica radio affiliate since the late 1980s. Being a Pacifica affiliate is important to our station for many reasons. First of all, it allows us to be part of something larger, an association of like-minded community radio stations across the country, working as part of a community radio movement. Access to the wide variety of Pacifica radio programming, the live national specials, the audio port, and the rich treasure trove of the Pacifica radio archives allows us to bring to our listeners this vast history and resource of community radio programming. And finally, networking together with other Pacifica radio stations, Free Speech Radio News, and other affiliates allows us to build that kind of solidarity that moves the community radio movement forward.
I'm Jenny Welsh. I'm the executive director of Radio Free Nashville, a new low-power FM radio station in Nashville, Tennessee. We are the first community radio station in this area, and we truly are a community radio station. We have over 100 local people who are programmers. Our flagship national and international news shows are Democracy Now! And Free Speech Radio News. We access audio port, particularly when specific things are happening on the national level that we want more in-depth programming about that we ourselves cannot put together. The John Roberts hearings, all the coverage of Hurricane Katrina. And we hope to be able to start bringing to Pacifica some of our own programming.
My name is Dave Myers, and I'm the operations manager for Redwood Community Radio KMUD, broadcasting to three rural counties on California's north coast. KMUD has been a Pacifica affiliate since going on the air in 1987. We were closely involved in the Pacifica struggle in the late 90s and devoted a number of our own programs to that issue. We're glad the foundation recognizes the importance of affiliates and has taken concrete steps to work with us. Our relationship to Pacifica has changed for the better, and a real person is there to talk to when we have problems. Our perception from discussion with other community radio stations around the country is that Pacifica's overall reach and relevance has grown significantly in the U.S., providing a focal point and a collective whole that is greater than the sum of its parts.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Robinson. I'm from KCSB-FM Santa Barbara, a community and university radio station. It's about 44 years old. We have been concerned with Pacifica, its mission, which we like to think we're a part of as affiliates. We were one of the first radio stations to produce a Sprouts, and we also produced headlines during the first days of this second Gulf War for the Pacifica Network through Free Speech Radio News. Those of us who are affiliates of Pacifica extend the reach of the mission. I certainly hope that we will continue to be able to do things like sister station projects, shared programming in both directions. I think in the end that we have the capacity to strengthen all of our missions by working collectively.
My name is Greg Markle. I'm the general manager of KYGT in Idaho Springs, Colorado. We're an LPFM station. We try our best to educate, inform, entertain, and alert the citizens of Clear Creek County. And we've been a Pacifica affiliate for 1 year. We've been broadcasting Democracy Now! For the past several months. There's a limited number of radio signals getting into our mountainous region here, and people really appreciate the different slant on the news, so keep up the good work, and we'll keep playing it.
Greetings, Pacifica board members. I'm Ann Olquist. I'm the news director at KFAI Fresh Air Community Radio in Minneapolis, Minnesota. So what does KFAI sound like?
You are listening to the Fresh Air Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, and 106.7 FM, St. Paul. The next program will be broadcasted in Vietnamese.
Xin kính chào quý vị và các bạn trên làn sóng KFAI 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, họ vào lưỡi tối.
Bên đầu sông cho nói ra ta chạy kia sân ngạc, hà cho ý chế, cảm ơn kỳ nghiên lưu dạng.
You've just heard an order Somali, Amharic, Vietnamese, and Hmong. That's four out of the 12 languages broadcast on KFAI. While we at KFAI are very proud that almost all of our programming is locally produced, We also proudly carry Democracy Now!, Free Speech Radio News, Counterspin, and Sprouts, radio from the grassroots. As an affiliate, we'd like to play a larger role in the Pacifica family in providing relevant information about our organizational structure and learn about other affiliates. We'd like to build our fundraising abilities by connecting with Pacifica stations and affiliates. I was so happy when Pacifica decided to hire Ursula Rudenberg to coordinate the affiliates and the content produced on Sprouts. We've had a great response to the program, including a probation officer who wanted a copy of the program on domestic violence that he wanted to take back to a group of men he works with who've been convicted of assault. That really demonstrates the power of radio and connecting community radio stations through a shared program that we can all contribute to and make social change in our respective communities. Thanks to the board members of the Pacifica Foundation, and hope to see you in Minneapolis sometime soon.
Hello, my name is Richard Town, and I'm the general manager at KUNM FM in Albuquerque. Very pleased to be with you and saluting your work on behalf of Pacifica affiliates. KUNM has affiliated with Pacifica. We've been affiliated for some 20-odd years. Right now we're carrying Democracy Now!, and that airs here right in primetime. Very popular show. It's number one in central and northern New Mexico of all radio stations as of spring 2005 Arbitrons, something like 10,000-11,000 people tuning in, and we're deeply appreciative of that. The Democracy Now! Program also does extremely well during our fundraising and is really a core program for us. We are affiliated with National Public Radio and air them as well. Another thing about KUNM is that we're the home for Native America Calling here, along with the staff of National Native News, and we're the production house for national distribution of both programs. And so we have a deep commitment to the same values that Pacifica shares. We are converting to digital in spring 06, Channel B. That means that we will be inventing a whole new 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week schedule. We're very interested in knowing what Pacifica will be able to offer, where Pacifica will be in 2 to 3 years, maybe 4 years. We want Pacifica to be on that canvas with us. So we'd be very interested in hearing, not now, not today, not tomorrow, but in the near future, where Pacifica plans to go with affiliates in terms of our abilities to create whole new channels for people. As always, the volunteers and staff and students at KUNM send us your very best, and we thank you for the great work you do.
Chair, to emphasize something that Ursula said about the need for support services. Hello, about the need for support services. We mentioned earlier that our quintilingual new affiliate, Radio Conciencia, joined as an affiliate. They did that in large part because Otis McClay, on his own dime, went there at a time when he was, I don't believe, receiving a salary from Pacifica to do it, and provided them technical services and talked up the value of being affiliated with Pacifica. The fact that Pacifica didn't have funding or a program to do that meant that had Otis not taken the mission seriously and done that, we would not have that first quintilingual affiliate. So I think Otis deserves some thanks. And I think the board needs to recognize the need to fund that kind of thing in order to expand our network. Was there somebody here first? I think Ray and then Steve.
Ursula, now I understand that the programs are put on the audio port. Every program I've heard them mention, obviously for some good reason, Democracy Now!, Free Speech News. Is there any way, is there any attempt on your part to highlight and present local Pacifica programs that might be excellent, that might be interested in, besides the one at KPFA, besides, besides Pride Point? Or is it up to them completely?
Actually, I do work with a lot of local Pacifica programmers to promote their programs. Mushiokaku is really the main person from WBAI who approaches me about getting help. The affiliates office helps as much as possible with promoting programs. It's a little bit of a tall order because in some ways we kind of have to ask producers to promote their own programs. Mm-hmm. The national program is the Pacifica National Product, and they are, you know, our largest selling product, and so we do show them on the brochure. But I don't think any Pacifica producer has said they've been turned away by me in terms of trying to help them out. Yeah, the other thing that we do too is I really try to connect producers with each other, because there's a lot of producers at affiliate stations that are interested in the work that Pacifica producers are doing, and vice versa. And whenever possible, I try to make those links so that really new communities of radio producers can begin to grow using the audio port as a location. And that is happening more and more. And those communities are really building up around geographic affinities, affinities of interest. You know, it's like a whole new landscape starts to develop. Yeah.
Steve.
Thanks, Ursula. I just want to express I continue to be concerned about the explosive growth of the program and the success of it, in the sense that it's not really supported institutionally. It seems like so much of it is embodied in by you personally and by the people you work for. But if you look through our planning documents, our budgets, and all the material that the board and the management uses to propel the foundation forward, there's really no clear evidence of an institutional commitment to a strategy for growth and a long-term plan. And I know it's too late for the coming budget year, but I hope that Greg and the new board is going to be able to focus really on making this real, not just in the sense of your own work, but also as a foundation priority that has a future and that we can look at and anticipate the growth of. Thanks.
Yeah, I want to make one thing clear, though. This is not my own work. When I bring to you as board members the Pacifica National, the Pacifica Affiliates Program, what I'm really bringing to you is a resource that is part of our heritage. This affiliates network was not built up by me. It's a historical fact. And the development of the affiliates program is a completely integrated part of the development of Pacifica as a national network. In terms of historical fact, the two grew up together, and affiliates have always been part of Pacifica growing into a network. And what we've really done in the last 2 years has been to acknowledge that history and to begin to formalize it into a real part of the network, and to acknowledge the enormous resource that it represents. So what I'm doing here is I'm bringing you this resource and saying, we do have this, and it's here for us to use. Ultimately, it's the choice of the foundation as to whether this is a resource they want to relegate into ancient history and, you know, kind of a nice story from the past, or whether we really want to make it as a base for what I think could be very, very solid growth. That is our decision. It's not my decision, it's the decision of this foundation. What I do is I try to take care of this program, and I try to bring it to you to notify you that this is a resource which this network has. I don't know if that's clear, but I want to make clear, this isn't me. There are there's at least 100 stations out there that feel that they've adopted the Pacifica mission and support it and want to be part of it. And that's not my doing. That's the mission speaking.
We're at time, Pete. It's we have 10 minutes for Pete. While Pete gets ready, I just want a little housekeeping thing. Tomorrow we have to check out of our rooms, but we start at 9, and unlike this morning when people arrived at 9:15, I'd like to again ask that people arrive at 10 to 9, so we're ready to go at 9 sharp. That means you've got to get your stuff out of your room, but I talked to Lynn Magno. You don't have to go to the front desk to deal with the administrative stuff until after our meetings. That'll be acceptable, but you do have to clear your room out. You can keep your luggage back here against the back wall, and please let Lynn know once you've done that in case she needs to talk to folks. So please be in here seated by 10 a.m. tomorrow with your luggage and your stuff out of your room.